Kathmandu. With its glaciers vanishing at an alarming rate, Nepal has taken center stage in climate diplomacy by launching the second edition of Sagarmatha Sambad, a global dialogue forum named after Mount Everest. The three-day event, which opened in Kathmandu, seeks to spotlight the environmental threats facing the Himalayas, which are warming at twice the global average. Bringing together over 300 delegates from more than a dozen countries including India, China, Bhutan, Azerbaijan, and the Maldives, the forum focuses on climate change, mountain ecosystems, and the future of humanity. It is Nepal's flagship initiative to foster global cooperation on mountain issues, ahead of COP30 in Brazil. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Ali, the architect of the summit, highlighted that climate crisis is the number one threat now. Our bare mountains, receding glaciers, loss of biodiversity, and rising sea levels, these signs are unmistakable. Climate change is real and happening now, affecting us all. Despite contributing only 0.027% of global emissions, Nepal is already suffering severe consequences: thinning glaciers, glacial lake outburst floods, and erratic weather. Scientists warn that iconic glaciers such as Yala in Langtang Valley, which has lost 66% of its surface in 50 years, may vanish unless warming is kept in line with the Paris Agreement. According to ICIMOD, the Hindu Kush Himalayas host around 54,000 glaciers across 60,000 square kilometers, serving as water towers for much of South Asia. Their retreat threatens water security for billions. India's Environment Minister Bhupender Yadav noted that the Himalayas bear a significant burden of the environmental crisis, while Nepal's Foreign Minister Arzu Rana Duba called the summit a pivotal moment for climate discourse. Although key leaders like Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi could not attend, notable figures including COP29 President Mukhtar Babayev, China's Xiao Jia, and Bhutan's Gem Churing joined the forum.